From the Rector. Some years ago, when I worked in another church, a priest who had stepped back from ministry came to join our congregation. She suffered from multiple health issues, but the real reason she had stopped ministering was because, as she put it, I have a ministry of prayer, and there wasn't room for that in everything the church wanted me to do. Around the same time, another member of that parish confided in me that she wasn't very confident in her prayer life. "What's your prayer routine look like?" I asked, thinking that I might be able to give her some practical tips. "Oh, it's so little," she replied, entirely seriously. "I can only ever manage about 2 hours of prayer each afternoon." I almost fell off my seat. Another lady, now sadly deceased, lived in a nursing home I used to visit every few weeks. I often sat with her in her room for a cup of tea, and every time she would say to me, "I feel so useless. I can't do anything for Jesus stuck in here." This time I could offer useful counsel. "But you can pray," I said, "and that is more powerful than anything you could possibly do." It didn't take me very long to work out that people in our churches and our communities often think that doing things is of greater worth than praying. But that's a worldly miscalculation. In fact, it's the other way round. Prayer is the active agent in our relationship with God and the basis of all his and our action in the world. Doing things for Jesus, by and large, has only a temporary effect, whereas praying involves us in the mind of God, and hence its effects are eternal. That's good news, because in truth, you and I aren't altogether great at accomplishing much of lasting significance ourselves. But we are more than capable of asking God our Father in fervent prayer and petition to intervene on our behalf. For what or for whom will you pray this month? Take some time to ask God to place people, situations or concerns upon your heart to take to him in prayer. Praying can be as simple as sitting in a quiet room and whispering under your breath, "Lord, I bring these things to you and ask you to make things better." However we do it, praying makes all the difference in the world. Sunday services take place at St. Helens Benson every week at 9:30 a.m. There are services at other times of this month too. There's an early said service of Holy Communion at 8:15 on Sunday the 17th, and the new contemporary service, Sanctuary, meets in church on the 24th at 6 p.m. Sunday services take place at St. Mary's Ewelm every week at 11 o'clock, except Sunday the 31st when there is no service in Ewelm. Everyone is very welcome to join us in worship and prayer.